Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning, Affinity 24. Guys, we now have made it through the new year. We've got a lot of stuff taking place, a lot of activity going on behind the scenes. We're now doing daily calls with corporate. So, guys, if you only knew some of the things that were going on behind the scenes, I'm telling you, you would not sleep. We've got, of course, again, we're day 62 of pre-launch. There's never been a better time to align yourself with this company. And, guys, you know, there's you'll hear Jeff talk about it. You know, we're going to have bumps. We're going to have bruises. We're going to have scrapes. But we talk about ground floor opportunity, ground floor. Guys, you know, we are building that foundation. We're not even to the ground yet. We are in the basement. This is a basement opportunity. We're building to the ground. Our launch of this company is mid-April. You know, today we're going to be talking about the launch coming up. We're going to be talking about these big events and the key events, the importance of building from event to event. And, the guys, it doesn't matter if you're building local, you know, you're building for a Tuesday night, a local event, a Saturday, Super Saturday training, or if you're building for a bigger regional event, or if you're building for a corporate national event, you know, there's so much that it does for your foundation, for your business, to build from event to event. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we want to know, again, anybody that's got testimonials, we have a lot of statements that have been turned in. There's been a lot of savings. You know, we've had anywhere from 10% savings to as much as 40% savings. You know, we want to hear from you. So if you've got statements that you've turned in and you've already received comparisons, you know, don't be bashful. Press one. Come on, talk about those so that other folks can hear. I know yesterday one of our folks here in North Georgia got a statement on a well-known car dealership. We've got restaurants coming in. So, again, we want to hear those product testimonials and what you guys are seeing in the marketplace. So, if you've got if you're on the link today and you want to dial in, let me give out this number real quick. Guys, dial 646-716-8438. Again, 646-716-8438. And then the way you get involved in the show is just simply press 1. That'll bring you up into the queue, and we will get to you as quickly as we can. But I do want to take it to our global master distributor, Mr. Jeff Giamalva, and go ahead and turn the call over to him for a few minutes. So, good morning, Jeff. I got you live on Blog Talk. What's going on in sunny California today?
How you doing, Bill? Great. We got some great activity going on out here. And, you know, first of all, as I always do, you know, I want to thank you for what you do for Affinity 24. You know, our VP of sales, Mr. Reside, of course, our CEO, Mr. Nick Logan, our COO, Mr. Garrett Logan. Guys, you know, it's all about the leadership and the edification of our leadership. That is very, very, very important. You know, you have people, you know, behind the scenes, you know, like Mike Medina. You know, you have Rick, and you know, all these people out there that work tirelessly, you know, for all of us. You know, when you're on the phone with anybody, you know, just say thank you, because you have to understand. I'm just gonna second what Mr. Reside said about all the things going on behind the scenes. You know, and us being where we are as a company, every single minute of every single day, we're looking to get better. Okay, I'm telling you, when I say I don't sleep. Okay, it's going through my mind, you know, as I'm sleeping, I'm dreaming about Affinity 24, I wake up thinking about it, I wake up doing it, and that is the key to anybody who's going to be successful in anything, You know, we say, well, it's just multi-level marketing. No, show me a person who succeeds, who's not someone who is transfixed on success. Someone who is obsessed, okay, whether it be a professional athlete, whether it be an actor, anybody who's ever, they go to work They go to bed thinking about it, and they wake up doing it. And that's where we are as a company. And I know those people work every minute of every day to make our company better and better. So, first of all, I want to thank Bill for hosting this particular call. And guys, here's the key. The key to this business is really building of the events. Every event is the most important event. People say, when's your next event? Okay, let me ask everybody a question on this call. When's the next event? Okay, I know I can't hear you, but let me ask you, when's the next event? The next event, guess when it is? It's at noon today. It's called a business overview webinar. That should be the only thing you are talking about. You're building towards that event. See, it's our excitement level that gets everybody else excited. If you're not excited, go, oh, that's just another webinar. Well, guess what? It'll be just another webinar. But if you're excited about that webinar at noon and you're motivated for your success, guess what will happen? You'll have people on that webinar. Okay, the next big event is when? 6 o'clock tonight, Pacific time. That's another webinar. Okay, we just think it's always the live event. No, no, no. And I'm going to get to that in a second here, guys. But understand, Blog Talk is an event. People say, well, should I put a new prospect on Blog Talk? I would. Anything that is affiliated with Affinity 24, I would put people on. Why? Because I'm proud of my company. I'm proud of the people of my company. Listen, if people don't like what they're hearing here, they're not going to like what they're seeing and hearing at our live event. We have to be good at marketing what we are good at marketing. And what we have to market is fun. We have to market an opportunity. I tell people all the time, here's what we do. Meetings, parties, and trainings. Meetings, parties, and trainings. And the people at these meetings, at these parties, and at these trainings are going to be the key to your success. What Affinity 24 is going to be known for is a group of individuals who are having fun and making money. You want to have something that's contagious? That's going to be contagious. That's why people are going to want to get involved. But see, what I want you to do is understand the importance that we keep, and we're going to keep drilling this. It's the importance of edifying your leadership and edifying the events. If you get really good at doing that, the heavy lifting will be done for you. Especially if you're a new person. Okay, if you're a new person, right, you don't have, okay, the skill set, so you edify other people that do. Maybe you don't want to do a local meeting. Well, guess what? You identify the people that are doing it. You don't want to take on Blog Talk responsibility. Well, you edify that to those people. And everybody is like, oh, my gosh, you got to listen to Mr. Resides. He's our VP of sales. Man, this guy is unbelievable. He has lots of years of experience. He's our executive VP. He's the host. You got to listen to this guy. He's amazing. See, I can edify Bill. Bill can edify me. It's not me edifying myself. Okay, that just sounds self-serving. But if all you edify the leadership, guess what? Here we go. It's all about edification, guys. Now, let's talk about just the weekly events that we have upcoming. Okay, for those of you, and I've seen the sign-ins, we have quite a few people attend our first webinar training. The webinar training will be on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. So that is replacing Blog Talk on Monday, okay, because it's more visual, it's more interactive, right, and it's a training that will continue to change every single week. Sometimes we repeat the trainings. Why? Because when you see the same training twice or three times or 100 times, if you're taking the journey, guess what? Every time you see that training, you'll take something away from it. So those are Mondays. Blog Talk is Wednesdays and Fridays. Those should be things, if you have a calendar, those should be things that you have set time for. Because why? Because that's your business. Okay? So there's 3 hours right there. Right? Now, you know we have the opportunity webinars, okay, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for the most part. Check the calendars because we are getting great traction with the webinars. I'm talking about the opportunity webinars. Okay? I'm telling you, most of those has about 80% guest count. And it's all because of what you guys are doing in the field. Okay? The recorded webinar has over 100 views, just a recorded webinar. We know that we're getting traction. It's another event for you, right, to market. So please check your calendars. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, okay, we had people texting me saying, how come there's no webinar on Tuesday? So I added one last night. Okay, and every time we add, okay, we put out a blast, and it's on our Affinity 24 event calendar. So please make sure you're in touch so you know what is going on. But that is what is happening now. This week, we have a big event, a big live event in Philadelphia, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, right? With Mr. Bill Resides, that's going to be there, right? And then you have also coming in Rick Medina, okay, coming in from Southern California. Okay, he's our VP of sales, okay, and organizational in California. So those are two. You got two VPs going into Philadelphia, okay, to support that market. So that's the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Okay, in Orange County on the 10th, this Saturday, we have another big event at the Atrium Hotel off MacArthur, across the street from the John Wayne Airport, 10 to 3. Okay, and then we also have San Diego, okay, at Morgan Run Resort on the 15th, a week from Thursday. So those are some upcoming big events. Okay, so you guys, if you have people in this area or in the surrounding area, promote those events. Okay, now, one of the things we talked about yesterday, as we meet every single day, okay, with the leadership team, is the importance of having a company event. So we have put together, okay, and this is, I would say, a pretty firm date, but we will get back to you. But April 18th, the weekend of the April 18th, will be our first company event. Okay, we are working very diligently. Mr. Resides is working on the location, okay, and we should have something firmed up by the end of this week. But we want you to take a look at the third week of April is where we're looking to have our first company event. Just want to throw it out to you. Okay, and that, like I said, that should be confirmed very shortly. Now, coming up, you all know the first training center will be opening in Orange County, California. Okay, our first training center, that this is really the model we want to start to duplicate around the country. Okay, now we signed the lease, right, and now we are working diligently to get the training center, okay, up and running. So during this time, we put together 3 days of events for those people who want to come in and fly into California to be part of this grand opening. So here's how it's going to work, guys. On the 30th of January, to Friday night, we're going to have a VIP welcome reception. Okay, we'll get back to you on details, but on the 30th Friday, a VIP welcome reception. Saturday, the 31st, will be an all-day Super Saturday training at the training center. Okay, it will go from 10 to 5 on Saturday, Super Saturday. Afterwards, we will have a dinner, okay, at a local restaurant where all of us can gather afterwards and get something to eat, something to drink, right? There'll be live music. It'll be a fun event. On the 1st, February the 1st, we will be hosting a Super Bowl party, okay, at a local country club. An Affinity 24 Super Bowl party. So for all of those people around the country that want to come in for this event, I'm telling you, it's something you don't want to miss. So you can see, meet your leadership team, see the training center, go back to your hometown with a new vision. Okay, we will give you more specifics, okay, by the end of this week on time frames, qualifications for the VIP party, and then, of course, our event on Saturday and our Super Bowl party on Sunday. Okay, now, one of the things I want to talk about today, guys, is this. We talk about leadership, and one of the things I want you to do, everybody on this call, is I want everybody to be as honest as you possibly can when you're talking to a potential distributor. If you have been on my webinar, I start off every webinar saying the exact same thing. I say, listen, we are in pre-launch. If you are listening to this information, it's because you were invited by a friend, because that friend saw something within you to give you this insider information. And I always talk about the information you're going to get may not be for everybody. Let me tell you why. Because we are in pre-launch. Pre-launch and people getting involved when a company is just starting out is not for everybody. It really is for the person, a visionary. We're looking right now for the explorer. We're looking for the people that see things before it happens. Now, I want you to understand the psychology behind that. First of all, it's true. Second of all, it's the takeaway. If someone is on that call or on that webinar going, oh, no, I don't want to be involved before it happens, you got the wrong person. And some of you may be saying, well, why would you say that? Because, guys, we will be going through ups and downs. And I want to make sure I'm being as honest as I can with somebody so I don't get that call when something isn't perfect. And then I'll always say, listen, there'll be a time and place for those people who want to get involved after everything is ironed out. Okay, but I want you, everybody, when you're talking to people, this part of the business right now isn't for everybody. You want people to understand there's going to be something called perseverance. You're going to need people with desire. You're going to need people that are willing to do what most people won't do. You're going to need people who are teachable. Right? And that's why I say that. So when you're out there and you're talking to people, okay, you need to tell people exactly that. So if someone is sending in a statement and they're not getting back to them in 6 hours, they understand why. If there's a hiccup in the back office, they understand why. Because I said this in front of the room on Saturday. People started to complain. You know what I kept saying? Start up. Then this person complained. Start up. And guess what? They shut up real quick. Because everybody we've brought in, we let them know very upfront. And if you guys want to wait on the sideline till we iron a lot of things out, then go ahead. That's okay. But guess what? The success stories of the future are the ones that are going to get involved now. So now I bring it back to, okay, fear of loss. well, wait a minute, things aren't perfect, but he just said the success of the future are the people get involved now, fear of loss. Fear of loss is a powerful close. The takeaway is a powerful close. This might not be for you, Mary. Listen, all I know is this. All I know is we're working with some very successful people. We have an unbelievable platform, and here's where we're going. Now, I understand if you want to wait, but I got to keep moving, Mary. Listen, let me take down your number. Let me call you back in 90 days when things are more stable. If someone told me that, I'd go, wait a minute, dude. Are you kidding me? I want to get involved now. But see, understand, I'm not doing it to play a head game. First of all, it's honesty. I'm telling you right now, the more honest you are, the better closer you'll be. You don't have to hide things. Okay, say things as they're not. Tell people how they are, and I'm telling you, that draws people closer to you. You don't need fancy closes. Okay, just speak with honesty and integrity and watch how much business you do. Okay, now, having said that, I'm telling everybody on this call, we're looking for leadership. Yeah, even though everybody on this call is involved, some of you, and if you're a guest on here, listen, we're looking for leadership. But let me tell you what we're not seeing. We need to see duplication. Okay, let me be very transparent because this is what Blog Talk's about, right? Sharing good and bad. Okay, let me tell you, the only consistent meeting going on right now in all of Affinity 24 is a consistent meeting going on in Orange County. You're never going to build a business unless you have a consistent weekly meeting. I know there's leaders on this call, but guys, it's time to rise up. It's time to rise up and put together your weekly meetings. How can you build a business without a weekly meeting? I'm at a loss. So let me tell you how to do it. You go and you get a hotel room. Okay, if you're starting off, you get a room that holds 20. You have a budget. Okay, that budget is out of your pocket. The way you offset your cost is you charge $10. You could do it per head, per distributor, whatever you want to do. I'd be consistent and I'd do $10 per head. That's the cost for a distributor, right, to come and support the weekly meeting. Guests are free. I've never, ever, ever in 21 years not had three opportunity meetings, no less than three per week. No less than three per week. I don't understand how anybody can build a business, right, if you don't have a consistent meeting. And the only way you're going to all get better is to start doing meetings. You know, people say, well, Jeff, you're so good. The only reason I'm somewhat good is because I do more meetings than anybody. It's real simple. Okay, I do more webinars. I do more live events than anybody. So I better be somewhat good. Well, you want to get good? Start doing meetings. Every day, every day, every day. Start doing your one-on-ones. Have people over to your home do the presentation. I don't care how you do it, but we got to start marketing. There should be on that event calendar meetings going on wherever we have, as we say, in quotations, leadership. I'm a leader. I'm a leader. Let me see your calendar, Mr. Leader. Let me see your calendar, Mr. Leader. What do you do during the day? What do you do during the evening? You have to be someone, if you're a leader, lead. Real simple. Simple. This is how you find leadership. And the leadership, right, is based on your desire. You've got to have an unbelievable desire. Your desire will fuel your calendar. No desire, no calendar. Huge desire, big calendar. And you've got to be willing to do right now, guys. Listen, leaders, you've got to be willing to do what most people won't do. Yes, yes, there is a cost of being a leader. Yes, you have to take on that responsibility. No, Affinity 24 is not something you work for. We are all independent distributors working Affinity 24. Let me tell you what they do. They take care of your payroll. They take care, right, of the product line. They take care of trainings. They take care of back office. They take care of the infrastructure that you don't have to pay for. But they don't pay for your meetings. They don't pay for your travel. If you want to have that, go work for somebody. And here's what will happen. They'll pay you very little, and they'll take care of your expenses. I'd rather have somebody, I take care of my expenses, and they pay me a whole lot more. That's the difference between being an employee, right, and someone who's independent. And so you want to keep your costs down right now because you don't have that big of a group? Start doing them in your home, bringing people over. You got the presentation. Utilize the presentation you see on the webinar. Don't change it. Utilize that. Why? Duplication. And then when you bring somebody in, right, in the beginning, say, let's have a meeting in your home and start doing it until you can get big enough to do a hotel, right, until you can get big enough then to have a training center. How do you think it starts? You just think a 12,000-square-foot training center appears? No, it's a series of meetings and a group coming together, right, to form a training center. That's what that is. So it's meetings, parties, and trainings. So if I had to do a calendar, I'll do that on Monday. I'll show you what a calendar of a leader should look like. Right? We have a social event every week. We have meetings every week. We'll have daytime meetings. If I didn't have the training center, okay, yeah, we're fortunate. Because Garrett and Nick Logan decided to open up the first training center. We're fortunate. But if I didn't have that, you think that would stop me? No, it wouldn't stop me. I still have meeting parties and trainings. I've always had them. This is not my first rodeo. And the company never, ever paid for any one of my meetings. You know what the company paid for? The company event, the one in April. They'll put that together. But there's a cost to attend. Why? We're independent owners. It's time to understand that for some of us. I want this. I want that. I want this. Okay. You are an independent. Leaders lead. Period. Period. And so I'm throwing it out. Let's see how many events show up on that calendar next week. Hey, guess what, guys? We're having a meeting. Oh, wow. Guess what? You'll have people come because you decided to become a leader. Are leaders born or are they made? Leaders are made. They're not born. A leader is a leader when someone decides to be one. Okay, if we have a group in Florida, we need meetings in Florida. If we have groups in all around the country, we got to have meetings wherever there is people. Otherwise, if we're all just waiting to be fed, we'll never grow. It's time now. What did Bill say, 62 days? Well, we need to have 62 meetings going on. Right? If we have 10 markets, we should have no less than 10 meetings going on a week. Okay, in most markets, you should have 2 or 3 and social events. I'll show you how that should look on Monday. Stay tuned on Monday to listen to that webinar. What a calendar should look like, an effective calendar. I've met a lot of you. A lot of you are great presenters. A lot of you have the stature, but it's not matching up to our event calendars. The only event is the one that we're putting on there. Okay? So you've got to lead by example. And when you lead by example and you do it, guess what? You'll demand it from other people. But if you're not doing it, how can you tell someone to have a meeting if you're not having a meeting? You can't. Listen, dude, you got to have a meeting. Well, I've never seen you have one. Well, I'm full-time. Well, I don't see evidence of you being full-time. Where's your full-time calendar? Show them. And I'll show you how to fill up your calendar real quick. This is how we're going to build this company. Okay? And this is how when you now you don't have to say and have people going, I'm the leader. If someone's saying they're the leader, guess what? Here's a real clue. Ready? They're really not. Because a real leader doesn't tell you they're the leader. They don't have to. There's the biggest faux pas. Whenever I hear someone tell me they're a leader, you know you don't have one. Because leaders lead by example. That's what we need right now, guys. Don't look to the company to do this and do that. That's not what this is about. If that's the case, I'll repeat myself. A job is what you're looking for. That's not this. This is an opportunity. Look at that word really closely. Opportunity. It's your opportunity. Whatever you want to do with it is up to you. Affinity 24 will support your opportunity. That's what the company does. So, having said that now, okay, you got to have that desire, right? That burning desire to make this thing work. The desire is in the heart for a reason, guys. Sometimes we have to check our desire. And your desire is fueled by your why. Your desire is fueled by why are you doing this. And if that desire is big enough, your calendar will fill up real quick. You got to find that why. You got to find a reason. You got to be excited every day to get out of bed. I could not wait, right, to get up because I knew Blog Talk was this morning. I can't wait to get to the office because I know we have a corporate call at 10 o'clock. I can't wait to see what's coming down the pike next. I can't wait for noon when we do our first webinar today. Right, and the 3 one-on-ones we have set up. Right, and a furniture store we have to get their statements from. So I have it all lined up. So when you have that desire, right, the calendar is amazing how that fills up. And then you got to be willing to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. It's not about who's going to do this for me. The buck stops with you. It's being self-reliant for your business. Self-reliant. And then being teachable. Being dumb enough to be smart enough to listen. Teachability. We can't have 50 different people doing this 50 different ways. I touched on this earlier. Okay? You got to have people that are buying into our system. Okay? And I know the system is being created as we go, but one thing's for sure, we have an opportunity presentation. That'll evolve too, but right now we have one. Use it. Don't change it. Okay? After this weekend, okay, you will see, okay, that we also have a Get Started training that we are perfecting. That's going to be done after the opportunity presentation. So people could just follow, this is what I do. And when you see a Super Saturday, right, what needs to be covered on a Super Saturday? It shouldn't be changing every week. Well, let's do this. Well, let's do that. Well, let's do this. No, no. And believe me, I'll be the first one to say we've been all over the board. Absolutely. But we are coming up with some duplicatable presentations that everybody can follow. So that's what I want to cover today, guys. Challenges. Challenge today. Who's stepping up and doing a weekly meeting? Okay, we need to see those. Put on the event calendar so we can then start to market. Now, you market where you are in the compensation plan. That's what you're marketing. Okay, but I'm just telling you, the ones that start doing the meetings are going to be the ones where you're going to have people follow you. So, Mr. Bill Resides, thank you so much. I'll just hang on here and chime in, but that's what I have to offer today, and hopefully that was helpful.
No, very helpful. Excellent information. You know, Jeff,
we talk about leadership, and we talk about the events and then building from event to event. But, guys, listen to what Jeff is telling you this morning. You know, you got to do the checkup from the neck up. You know, I've had multiple people call me daily about scheduling three-way calls. Guys, you know, those guys get up, they get motivated, they check their list, they start scheduling calls, you know, but build for these events. Don't just do the three-way calls. Put together a meeting. If it's you and two people, three people, you know, start with a luncheon. I mean, it's not anything to get the back room of a Shoney's during lunch, and you don't have to pay for that. Bring people in, let them buy lunch, hold a lunch presentation. Guys, it's very effective. I've done multiple trainings on a Saturday morning in the back room of a Shoney's, and you don't have to go out and spend money at a hotel, but, you know, if you're consistent, you're going to build, and you're going to see what's going to happen. We've got several people in the queue this morning. I know we've got some folks that are scheduling some meetings, so I want to start out real quick. I've got Mr. Rick Lindsay. I want to bring him on. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in Philly this week. Then we've got, I think, Mike Livingston, Jimmy Lyons, and looks like we've got Garrett in the queue. So everybody hold tight. I want to bring on Mr. Rick Lindsay from our corporate office. Hey, good morning, Rick. Got you live on Block Talk.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Can you hear me?
All right, loud and clear.
All right. Hey, everybody, man. If Jeff doesn't fire your butt up, nothing will this morning. I tell you, I was driving down the road coming from a meeting, and it was just like I'm like grabbing my wheel. I'm excited. So I just want to hit real quick on a couple of things that Jeff said, man. It's all about your calendar. When I was building my base shop in financial services, network marketing, if I didn't have 5 one-on-ones a day to talk about the opportunity and 5 meetings with potential sales for the first meeting and then 8 second appointment follow-ups to close sales a week, then my schedule wasn't full. So that's kind of what Jeff's talking about. And when you do that, visualize your training center with your name on the door, with Affinity 24 Training Center over the door, wherever it is, you know, and it will grow. Mine started out at 250 square feet, and it grew into about 8,000 just of my own. So you can do that. We know you can do that. We want those all over the country. We want diamond training centers all over the United States and all over the world once we get this going. But I want to do a couple housekeeping things with regards to compliance. You know, one thing that's different about us at Affinity 24 than about anything that you've ever done is compliance is huge. So compliance, we have to comply with federal regulations, with MasterCard, Visa. We have to comply with federal banking regulations and state banking regulations because we're in the financial industry, folks. And so we've got different rules, and sometimes they may not make sense. We had this talk Saturday at our meeting, and I thought it'd be important to bring it up today. The reason, like business cards, you have to, the only approved business card that you can have, and it took us a while to get it going, but it's up now. You can order them through home office. The only business card that you are authorized to use in Affinity 24 is the business card that you purchase from corporate office. We have to be able to say if we're ever questioned, and we're going to be, there's going to be people coming after us saying, you know, those guys are cheating, they're doing this, they're doing that, because we're going to take the industry by storm, is that we have to say, yes, you know, Gary Elvis Britt, he bought his business card from us, here's his card. It's compliant with MasterCard Visa guidelines, because every business card that we would get that is not compliant, that someone would find, MasterCard and Visa could fine us $50,000 per occurrence. Per occurrence is per piece of paper, per business card. So if you have business cards you've made, we need you to cease and desist on those business cards. Get your order in. We've got our printer. We worked with our printer yesterday to step things up and get things out. So get your business card order in through the back office immediately. The other thing with compliance is flyers going out for events. We have a flyer. We're going to post it in the back office, but you let us know when you're doing events, and we'll get the flyers rolling. So Jeff and Lisa are in charge of, you know, we're putting together a different event schedule, so you'll know where everything is. Right now, it's on the website, so affinity24.com. You go to events, and it's on there. Your personalized websites. The only website that you're allowed to have is the one with Affinity 24. It's part of your $49.99 per month back office fee. You log on to your dashboard. The second topic on there is establishing your personalized website. When you click on that link, it goes to a wizard, so you can upload your picture, you put in your bio, you put your contact information in, everything, you know, that you wanted to say about you, and then you'll send that in, and in about 72 hours, your website will be live. Now, your website URL will be your username .a24rep. Your username .a24rep.com. That's the website that you'll send people to. So your username .a24rep.com. So just a quick cleanup on compliance there. You got to have your only authorized business card is the one that you purchased from home office. If you are using another one, cease and desist. We'll give you a warning first time we catch one, but then it's going to get ugly the second time. So let's don't have a second time. The other thing is the only authorized titles to use in the field are the titles in our compensation plan. Associate, consultant, sapphire, ruby, emerald, diamond. Those are the only six authorized titles to use. If you're using any other title on any document that you've ever created, you have to cease and desist on that as of now. Associate, and it just goes by what level you're at. Now, everybody can use the title certified representative, and that's the one we would prefer you to use, certified representative, because we're certifying you with MasterCard Visa through Cornerstone Payment Systems with Affinity 24 as our ISO. And we're going to, and in our training presentation Jeff was talking about, we go through and show you how that all works and how a transaction gets processed. Because the other difference with us is that we got to know something out there. We're professionals. We're in an industry where you go make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year without having a downline. That's not a typical MLM. So it's all on the line. It's the better you get, the more you make. And that's the great thing about Affinity 24. That's what we're excited about. In Philadelphia, we're going to blow this out. Bill and I are going to be there. On Friday, we're going to run a full-timers meeting. Full-time means you're there on Friday full-time. From 1 to 4, it's going to be a leadership meeting. It's going to be a locker room. So, you know, check your egos at the door. Let's get in the locker room from 1 to 4 in Philadelphia at the hotel, and let's grow this business. We're going to go in there. We're going to come out as a united team, and we're going to make this thing happen on the East Coast because that area is set to explode. I know we got some great people there, and we just need to fine-tune it, get it rolling, and lay out a plan. So 1 to 4 in the locker room. Then we're going to do an opportunity meeting Friday night from 7 to 10. And Saturday, it's going to be A to Z. We're going in, we're locking ourselves in the room, and we're going to lay it all out. We're going to give you everything we got till we can't talk anymore, so you have it all. So, you know, bring your pillows to sit on or whatever you got to do, but we're going to make it happen for you guys in Philly Friday and Saturday. And then Sunday, I know Gary Elvis is following up with a team meeting, and Bill, we've just arranged last night for Bill to stay over on Sunday, so he's going to be there. I have to fly out and head on to Houston, where we're going to blow up Houston this week, but Bill's going to be there to help Gary, and we're going to make this thing happen for you guys on the East Coast. So that's all I have for right now. I'm excited. You guys ought to be excited. This is absolutely incredible what we have our hands on here, and we're getting better every day. We're working hard at the home office. We know you're working hard in the field. It's just getting your tracks aligned. You know, right now they've been a little wobbly, but you align those rails and that high-speed train takes off, and next thing you know, your business has exploded. But get your vision. Sell your vision. I used to go around selling my vision. I had a picture that I made of the front door of my training center that I didn't even have, that this was going to be my training center for my financial services company. And I sold that dream that everybody would buy into, and eventually they do. So to put a picture of your dream out there, carry it with you, tell everybody, because when you tell them what you're doing, you commit to it, it happens. You know, it will happen. If you speak it out and you write it down and you look at it and you think about it, you get eaten up with it. You read the book Think and Grow Rich. Read the book Coach. Those two books will tell you exactly what we're doing. They're going to tell you how to maximize our opportunity, and they're going to tell you how to build financial independence for yourself. And I know a lot of people are, you know, when Bill said, go to your house, do a meeting at your house, you say, well, my house is small. You know, I got kids. You come to my house, you got to scrape crumbs off the chairs. We all know that. We all had kids. I would have meetings in my house, and, man, it was a disaster. When they're 5 minutes before they're coming in, we're trying to, you know, figure out where we're going to throw the toys and wipe the crumbs off the stuff. But people don't care because they're coming for the opportunity. They're not coming to your house. One day your house will be a lot bigger than it is, but who cares about that right now? It's the opportunity you're offering them, not your house. So get in there, make it happen, and, man, we're with you. We're behind you. We're going to help lead you from the front and make it happen.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Guys, you can get registered. If you're not registered for the Philly event, go to affinity24-philly.eventbrite.com. That's affinity24-philly.eventbrite.com. We're down to about 13 minutes. I want to go to Mike Livingston and Jimmy Lyon and then bring on Mr. Garrett Logan. So first, let's go to Atlanta. Good morning, Mike. Got you live on Blog Talk. What's going on with you guys down there?
What a call. I mean, Jeff and Rick is a hard act to follow. But, hey, listen, Atlanta, I'm just getting out here, guys. I'm going to people that I know in the clothing industry. I was in the clothing industry for about 17 years as an over-the-road rep. And, you know, I started calling some of them prior to Christmas, and I was told by, you know, most of them used to get with me after the first. And so I started doing that, and tomorrow I'll be collecting some contracts, and I'm actually really excited about it because some of the ones I'm talking to, you know, Garrett has been instrumental in helping me, and Garrett and Rick both been instrumental in helping me, you know, get the accounts. These guys will work with you. I mean, I can't say enough about the team at Affinity. And, you know, I am excited about it. You know, it's something that I think is going to be one of the biggest opportunities I've ever been associated with. I spoke to a gentleman yesterday that's in the credit card processing industry. He's a friend of mine, and he's got a huge book. And he was telling me that some of the top earners in the industry, there's a lot of them making, you know, $500,000 a year residual income, whether they go out or not. He said the hardest problem with a lot of these guys, once they make that kind of money, is getting them off the golf course. Well, that's a nice position to be in, and it's a nice position to be able to transfer that over to your family members. And there's not many companies that will do that, and Garrett and Nick Logan have made that possible here with Affinity. Now, it's like Jeff said, it's in the pre-launch, so it's what we do now that's going to determine our future with the company. But the company itself, I mean, this gentleman I spoke to yesterday, I'd actually put him on the phone with Garrett Logan when we were down in West Palm Beach. He actually researched Affinity, and he told me, he said, look, these guys look like they're good people. They're giving 10% to charities just like they say they do. He said, there's not many people in this industry like that. And he says, and I'm impressed with that. So I'll leave you with that. But I will say this, Bill, I was reading The Power of Positive Speaking by a gentleman named Morris Townsend. And, you know, Morris, it's just like with my Christian faith, is, you know, when you're to be saved, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. That's when you speak it out and you confess that Jesus is Lord. Well, Jesus is Lord of my life. And the thing is that the power of positive speaking, God has already given us as Christians great and precious promises. We're to, like, you know, you're blessed in the city, you're blessed in the country. Go out and be blessed. God's blessed you. Don't take anything less, and I'll kick it back to you, Bill.
Hey, Mike, no, perfect. Perfect. I appreciate you coming on. I know you've got a big event, clothing event going on this weekend, so I look forward to hearing from you and what's going on down there. So I'm going to take it real quick. We're just at 10 minutes. Let's go to Mr. Jimmy Lyon down in Mobile. Hey, Jimmy, I know you've got a lot of stuff and some announcements to make, so good morning. Got you live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're excited that Bill's coming to Mobile next Thursday. That'll be January the 15th, and we'll be having all kind of plans to keep you busy, Bill. I guess we'll be starting with breakfasts and luncheons and doing one-on-ones, three-way calls and business presentations and trainings and bringing everybody up to date. You know, there's like 12 videos in the back office, and there's you know, bukus of documents back there. I appreciate Rick getting on the phone and talking about compliance. That is one thing that if you've never been in business before, that's the number one thing you need to pay attention to stay in business, is to make sure you do everything right, pay your taxes, get your permits, get your licenses, and, you know, Cornerstone and Affinity 24 are basically taking care of everything for us, and we really have an opportunity to grow a huge business and help merchants. Never before has there been a business-to-business opportunity like this in the network marketing game, and even though we say network marketing, I truly believe it's more direct sales. It's a people business, building relationships, and giving, you know, merchants, small businesses, the opportunity to become EMV compliant, save money on their credit card systems, and to stay away from liability. So we're really excited about the Core Donate program here in the South, because we have lots and lots of churches, private schools, and other 501c3 organizations that we can help. So, hey, Bill, we're looking forward to seeing you next Thursday night. Just call me, and we'll set up an itinerary. Let me know what time you're getting to Mobile, and we'll keep you busy, brother. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Jimmy. I look forward to it. I'll be down Wednesday, so you know, I'll come in, stay the night. We'll hit the ground running as hard as we can on Thursday. So, guys, you know, let's build. Let's get everybody together down in Mobile, and let's regroup. Let's go through some of the new materials. We'll get Rick on the line. We'll get some. We'll probably have Mr. Garrett come on the line. Let's make a good day of it. So, look forward to seeing you guys next week. Now, let's take it to one of our co-founders, Mr. Garrett Logan. He needs no announcement, but I know Garrett's up late, guys, every night. I mean, it's very difficult to get in touch with him. He's got a full calendar. I know they're working feverishly at corporate office to get these things done, building the new training center coming up. So, Garrett, why don't you come on real quick? We got about 7 minutes left, and give us an update. Tell us what's going on with corporate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, what a great call. I mean, you know, we have addressed so many key points, and, you know, I thank you all for the support and everybody that's been on the phone. But, you know, key points, I mean, let's go back to the basics. Let's talk about the biggest piece that I think Jeff said on when he was talking. Getting involved in Affinity 24, if you're getting involved with this, take it serious as possible. Look around you and see what we're putting together. If you look at the core group, if you look at the people that we've brought on, Nick and I have committed ourselves to bringing on the absolute best core group possible. From there, we're going to build. Okay, guys? You know, we're thin in some areas right now. Startup, just like Jeff said. You know, statements have come in, and there's been a little this, that, startup, all these things that he's addressing, we were clear up front on that. But go back to what Jeff said, and I think this is where you got to take a step back and say, am I really treating this as a job, or am I treating this as a, forget opportunity, business? If you started a business and you rented a shop, okay, and you said, I'm signing a lease, you would do whatever it took for your business to be successful. This is the mentality that everybody has got to train their mind to believe. Get up. Get your butt out of bed. Exercise. Get in shape. And be ready with a calendar and be set. What am I going to do today? And as soon as you put your head on the pillow, you got to know without a shadow of a doubt that you've done everything that day to prepare yourself, not only that I finished my day, but I'm preparing myself for the following day and the day after and the day after and the day after. You know, we can talk about goal setting. So many people get on the phone, talk about goal setting. When the day is done, you know, 2 weeks later, we want to go on a diet. We're already getting fat eating McDonald's. You have to be committed to what you're doing. And these are basic things, guys. But I want to tell you something. It really hit a live wire when Jeff said that, because I go back to basics. When I started this, it was working out of secretarial, little 100, 200 square foot office, banging phone calls, working, you know, with one line in my ear, and the other one, we didn't have cell phones, or we did, but I don't know, they didn't work. But I had one fax line in my phone. I would dial two numbers at a time. And it was the pursuit of a success. There was a movie out, I forgot what the name was, but it was just dial, make it happen. Treat it as it shouldn't even be treated. This is your business, okay? You're buying into a subway that you don't have to pay. You pay a whopping, you pay a very small investment up front, and have the support that you don't have to go out and pay the people in the background to support you at enormous incomes. You basically, it's up to you. You have to go out there and work and work and work. No crybaby stuff. Go out there and make it happen. And we will be 100% having your back here, because there's no chance of us trying to look back. We're looking forward. We're not talking about failure. Failure is not an option. And that's the attitude you guys got to get out of bed and have every day. You know, I mean, all these key points that are coming in, these are the reasons why a Jeff and a Lisa end up being a global master distributor for our company. This is why that their background has brought them to the top. This is why Nick has built a separate company than I've built a separate company. All these little things are the things you have to do every single day. Trust me, the days that you don't do it is when you start seeing the results go down the toilet. You got to say, okay, I didn't get the thing. Oh, my gosh, the guy, somebody beat me to the punch. Somebody wrote it up. Okay, next. If I lose a deal, I only want to go out. My attitude, if I lose something or somebody beat me to the punch or it didn't happen the way I wanted, I take negatives and turn them into positives. Okay, our attitude has to be that way to succeed in life, you know. And again, this is a very unique business. The one thing is, every business needs our service. Hello? So, guys, again, I've done it 23, 24 years. My brother, at least that amount of time, been on corporate ends with my brother. I mean, we've gone through the stories. I'm sick of telling the stories. It's time to get busy, you know. I want to tell you something, like Bill said, I will work like a dog, okay, to support you guys. And seriously, my brother will, Jeff will, Bill will. It's time to stop. It's time to stop. Take a look at yourself. Evaluate you. Look yourself in the mirror and say, am I really putting out the effort? I got on the phone with a leader the other day, and I asked, how's the book Coach going? Hasn't even touched it, okay? That's not a leader. I'm sorry. And, you know, the person might get offended on the phone. I told them to go out and do that. If you're on this phone call, go get the book and read it. That's our game plan. So if I told you today that I'm going to write a book about Facebook, okay, the next Facebook, and I guarantee here's my roadmap to Facebook, and I want all you guys to read it, okay? And if you go and read it, you'll understand what I'm trying to do. I'm Mark Zuckerberg or whatever the heck the guy's name is. I asked all you guys to read it, and you don't go out and read it. How do you expect to be successful? Okay? Go buy. I'd run to the store today. So anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. I am jacked up more than I've ever been jacked up. Haven't even had my first cup of stop whining. Let's make it happen. Okay? You have the support. You have the absolute best team possible and a corporate office. We're sticking our neck on the line. We're putting down a training center. We're gonna put up everything possible to support you guys. It's time for you. Whoever is the winners are gonna rise to the top in this thing, and the people that are just whining are just gonna blow away. So, are you going to raise to the top and be a leader like Jeff is saying? You gotta do things that people won't do that are not successful. So that's all I have to say today.
Hey, Garrett, perfect. Guys, again, that's what these blog talks are all about. You know, you're going to hear the good, you're going to hear the bad, you're going to hear the positive, the ugly. Guys, it's all about you. It's time to do the checkup from the neck up. Listen, same time, same place, Friday. Get those statements, guys. Get into your warm market. Let's send it in. Get the comparisons and watch what happens. You'll build a book of business that you'll be able to keep for you forever. So, guys, look forward to it. Talk to you on Friday.